The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
You know, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
How am I not making sense?
You're completely irrational right now. You're blinded by your hatred and your rage of all things Kentucky.
How? What have I said that doesn't make sense?
I mean, where do you want me to start? Grant Williams
Anywhere.
Is soft. That one.
I didn't say he was soft. I asked, is he soft?
You're really smooth like that. We all know what you were saying, Russ.
No, I said I don't.
Years in this town.
I said I don't want to call him soft. I'm trying to work through it and figure out what my. I'm not doing a good job verbalizing it. I will admit that. But I'm not calling him soft.
You pulled the pin on a grenade. You threw it in the room, and now you're surprised. You're acting surprised that it's exploded everywhere. And there's.
Well, I think it's been brewing for a while. I mean, we've been talking about him always talking to the officials for weeks now, for weeks going back to the before conference play started. I don't like it, man. And it's not – it's just tough love, man. I love the dude. I just said I think his jersey's going to be hanging in the rafters someday. He's one of the all-time great players. I don't like the body language Saturday night.
You're being a little irrational. That's all I'm saying, man.
Okay.
I'm saying I understand it was a tough loss. That's the first time I've ever watched a Kentucky game with you. I thought you handled it remarkably well. For the most part, until the Kentucky fan called us.
I don't know. I kind of feel like I handled that well, too. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Yes, sir. Well, thank you. You raised a lot of good points. Have a good evening, Kentucky fan. No!
Russ,
again. Cuss that hill jack out. I felt bad about it at the time. I feel good about it now, in
when
hindsight.
I'm sitting across the room from you.
When it changed the thing.
And I think you've lost control of yourself, and you've gotten a little too angry. Just saying. Might give you a little bit of pause. Be like, hey.
Go around. Brandon, do you think I'm overreacting?
Did you even listen to the show?
Please be honest. Tell me what you think. Am I overreacting?
I'm with Bear here. I do see what you're saying, but I don't know if we need to. I'm with Bear.
You don't know if I need to what? You don't know if we need to what? Go ahead. Finish your thought there.
You don't need to question Grant. Don't question Grant.
Yeah, back the hell up. I'll go ahead and say it.
Don't question
his
toughness.
Grant is too scared of you.
Don't question his toughness.
I'm not scared of you.
Rick, am I overreacting?
No.
Grant, toughest guy on the team.
Least surprising thing ever. Rick agrees with you.
Okay, well, let's take some calls on it. Am I overreacting? I'll walk it back. I am just asking some questions. I'm not calling the kid soft, man, but I don't like the body.
You owe him and the team an apology right now.
For what? They owe me an apology. They didn't show up the other night, Bear. Who do I owe an apology to? Please, to hell with that.
Please stop
screaming. I don't owe anybody an apology.
Number one. I don't yell
at you. No, you owe me an apology. You owe me an apology.
It'll be a cold day in hell before that
I know
happens,
that.
Smith.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Can't apologize. Might be a sign of weakness.
You know my policy on it. I'm sorry. I don't do it.
We'll be at corner 16 tomorrow. Maybe a cold Cherokee Red will settle me down a little bit.
Either that or a shot of Thorazine at this point. I don't know.
$7 appetizers until 7 p.m. They do that every Monday through Thursday. At corner 16. And don't forget the late night brew and bite. You get a burger, fries, and a beer for $10, 9 p.m. till close. A burger, fries, and a beer. That's a
for how much?
Fantastic deal. $10.
That burger.
One of the best in town. Nice side order fries and a cold Smoky Mountain Brewery draft beer for $10. 9 p.m. to close. 7 nights a week. So check that out. And don't forget Wednesdays, the ale steak, fries, and a beer, $12 combo all day. All day, every Wednesday, all day at Corner 16. And we had that steak. Remember they brought that steak out to us? I mean, that is a—
I didn't get a bite of it. Brandon ate the whole—
I offered—
no, I had a couple bites.
I offered—
that was a world-class steak. World-class steak, I mean, right up there as good as you get in town, right?
Oh, the best.
$12.
And then they— $12. And the smokehouse potatoes on the side. Oh,
oh, smokehouse potato. Oh, my. Oh,
I mean,
little collard greens.
I don't know. I can't make it past the meatloaf. Stuff's delish.
Cody McClure agrees with my Grant Williams take.
Okay, now stop.
Big Orange
stop,
Boy.
Stop. No, no, no. Don't go to Big Orange Boy. Let's go back to Cody McClure, who you have disparaged pretty much every other breath when you're in the building.
Not true.
You're taking
fake
pot
news.
Shots at the big
fake
guy.
News. Fake news.
So you've got Cody agreeing with you.
Yep. And Big Orange Boy. And Rick Butler.
It's not giving you pause that you're in agreement with Cody McClure?
First of
all, doesn't give you any.
First of all, it's in agreement, Brandon. I mean, come on. Let's practice some proper grammar around here.
Okay.
We're not a bunch
of
hill jacks from Kentucky. Second of all, Cody McClure, though he may be a loose cannon, sneaky good intellect on that guy. I've always said, well, Cody McClure, you don't want to mess with me, Russ.
That's like the worst Cody McClure ever.
Grant Williams. Oh, yeah. He spends way too much time on the floor.
You don't want to mix it up with us, Russell.
Russell's the most unathletic guy.
Yeah.
You hate that one.
Let's get to the phones. Brooks has been waiting patiently. He shall wait no more. Hello, Brooks.
Yeah, so you know, Grant being as Williams being as academic as he is, he read one time somewhere that basketball is a non-contact sport, and that's probably what he's talking to the referees about.
So you agree with me?
Oh, I'm just making a point there. He looks small Saturday night compared to the biggies he's had to play against. I'll say that. Spent too much time on the floor. Like you said, I would have liked to seen us get a and one on a hard foul in the paint on defense Saturday night for sure. But in terms of what went wrong, I don't know. Is this, I mean, it's kind of like the whole team. Is this what happens in the big games? I mean, I'm thinking about Kansas early this year, the last game last year against Loyola. We lose our identity in the big games. You know, Barnes looking around. Because everybody lost their identity in the big games. I mean, offensively, defensively, what happened?
Well, Brooks, I'm going to stop you right there, buddy. Kyle Alexander got hurt before the game against Loyola Chicago last year.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Kansas was full strength and took us to overtime with Grant fouled out. The only other time we've lost, so we've had three losses in almost a year. Once in overtime to Kansas.
What did Turner say, quoted after the Loyola game in the papers? You know, we were kind of down and we came back pretty good. What did Turner say? We started playing our game. That's a direct quote. So we did lose our identity in that Loyola game.
See what you've done. I blame you, Russ.
I think I'm just giving voice to something that a lot of people were thinking but maybe afraid to say.
Oh, God, we got beat by Kentucky.
We didn't just got beat, Bear. We got beat over Bear and shown the 50 states.
It happens.
It doesn't happen. We're the number one team in the country. It happens to Ole Miss. It happens to Mississippi State. It happens to Vanderbilt. It shouldn't happen to the number one team in the country.
You listed off all these teams Saturday night that had these big losses that went on to win the national championship. Good Lord, guys.
Let's see what happens down at LSU in a couple of Saturdays. They come out there and play like we know they can play and how they have to play to be successful on that biggest stage. Or do they start playing street ball again? Start playing knee ball? What do Barnes call it? Selfish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we play selfish ball, street ball as I call it, then we're not going to stand a chance against LSU either.
All right, yeah, I mean, and we'll know a lot about it. Everybody wants to look ahead towards the rematch with Kentucky. We've got three big games before that. We're going to learn a lot about, I think, even tomorrow, how our team responds. I know Vanderbilt's garbage, but do we come out looking to prove a point? Do we come out angry? And then it's a huge game in Baton Rouge. It just is. I mean, I don't have to explain the transitive property to anybody. You're talking about a team that beat Kentucky on that same floor three nights prior, that same Kentucky team that destroyed us. So what does that tell you about how good they are?
Kentucky looked beatable last Tuesday night. LSU didn't look so beatable in terms of the matchups to me. So, yeah, that LSU game.
Oh, we're in for we're in for a big one Saturday afternoon.
If you don't drop that one, I'll be surprised. I'll just say that. That is just the way we lose our identity in the big games.
All right, thanks, Brooks. Appreciate it.
All righty. See you now.
Go around the table here real quick. Or what do you guys – what are your expectations for against LSU?
I expect right now, to go in there and win.
Right now? Not good. Just because –
You're joining the Sky's Falling.
Wow.
No.
Group of wing nutters here that Russell's leading.
No.
End times death cult.
Nope. I just think that it's a terrible matchup for us there.
Tough place to play.
I mean, they were just as big, if not bigger, than Kentucky inside.
They're bigger.
And you saw what they did to us inside.
They're longer and more athletic than Kentucky.
I do not expect to win at LSU.
Coached. Very undisciplined. We're 23-2. We choke, but according to you guys, we you know, let's just wrap it up. Let's just pack it up.
Nobody ever said that.
Let's just quit now.
No, nobody ever said that.
Grant soft. Team soft. We suck. Yeah, you make me sick.
Any other blatant fabrications you want to throw out there before we get back to the phones?
No, we're going back to the phones.
Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I always thought it was ironic that song was sung by a group called War.
Well, we run into a blitzkrieg there Saturday night up there in the Rupp Arena.
Yeah, we did.
In all honesty, that was a game Kentucky had to win, or their season was basically in the tank. And we didn't play the physicality to stay with them. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And the reason Brent Green was on the floor is because they threw him on the floor. He didn't just find his way down there just to, you know, naturally.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting take. I mean, they were a caged animal after getting beat at home like that by LSU. And, you know, it's hard for me to say that they had more to gain or more to lose. You know, either way, when we had the number one ranking and everything that was on the line for us. But, you could definitely make an argument that Kentucky had a motivational advantage over us.
Yeah, and some of the stuff has been coming up. I mean, we haven't been rebounding well, and our defense has not been very well good. Now, offense is the big surprise of the game. For me, our offense was awful. We didn't run no offense at all. All we did was just, you know, swing up threes, off-balance threes, and we, you know, it was awful looking.
Do you guys
think Kentucky's that great defensively?
Do you guys think we're undersized?
Yeah, we are.
Conversation about this with Travis the Negaval on Twitter.
We don't have a true five, man. That's part of our problem. Alexander's a four playing five. And
think so?
It is what it is.
Skinny.
Yeah, we don't have the rim protectors being red-shaded this year.
We don't have any beef like we used to have.
No, we need some beef underneath. There's no doubt about it.
Like a Hathaway, Stokes, Naaman. Somebody like
that. We need a badass inside. And Grant Williams is bad, but he can't afford to get bad because then he'll foul out of the game.
Huh. I don't know. I'm just taking all this in right now. I'm taking it all under consideration. Apparently, I'm too emotional for Bear over here, so I'm trying
I'm not saying too emotional.
I'm trying to dial
just,
back a
you're
little bit.
Chicken Little.
I love you, emotional, baby. You're cool. I mean, you hate losing. I mean, I commend you for that. I wish more Tennessee fans hated losing as much as you do. That's the reason why our program has been in the toilet for the last 10, 15 years, especially in football.
I hate it, man. I'm pissed. I thought it'd be over by today.
We'll determine how good Tennessee's going to be. I mean, we got chances to, you know, redeem ourselves. We got LSU. I think we'll play LSU closer than the Kentucky. LSU is not thick and physical like Kentucky is. But they're long and lean and athletic, and I don't know. I mean, that's a different type of Kentucky had a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, you know, we got clobbered on the boards Saturday. And that's been a problem dating back to last year. We're not a very good rebounding team. I mean, for a team that's ascended to the heights that we have in the polls and everything, we're not a great rebounding team by any stretch of the imagination. But if Kentucky was able to clobber us like that on the glass, then that LSU team, they've got, you know, those two guys in Kentucky are 6'8", Reed Travis and P.J. Washington are both listed at 6'8". The guys, the two inside guys for LSU are listed at 6'11".
Yeah. One more thing, guys. The preceding show had a Maryville Love Fest today, and I don't understand why we're having such a Maryville Love Fest. Gary Rankin destroyed Maryville this year and Catholic kicked Maryville's butt Saturday night. So I watched all this Maryville Love Fest on the Fun Run Radio.
Akeem Patty Adesupe.
What did you just say? Was it like
Patty? It's his Irish nickname.
Oh, you're speaking Irish. I thought you were. I don't speak Irish.
And that'll be tomorrow night. Barr already told you about it. It's going to be West and Maryville and the losers.
Oh my God!
Match.
Really?
How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
I think we're good with the high school basketball talk here, Phil. Really, I think I've had about my fill. Phil,
we got two problems.
No, you got. You've had your say. You've had your say. Hit the bricks, Phil. Got an audience to maintain here. You and Bear want to break down the local high school basketball district tournaments? Do that on your own time. We've got.
I mean, there's going to be kids playing. They're going to be playing in the
SEC.
We've
got a Kentucky loss to freak out about and to overreact to, and I'm not going to let your insecurities about Maryville stand in the way of doing that. So stay with us. We'll be back after this quick timeout.
The Drive.
Hungry for some. Oh, man.
Got let down Saturday. Hard let down. Hard.
Rickard Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question. What's the biggest reason for the loss at Kentucky on Saturday? Over 400 votes cast now, beginning to get a pretty good sample size. 50% of the audience says a lack of physicality. That's the runaway number one reason in this Twitter poll. 31% say poor shooting. 15% say rebounding. Only 4% blaming the officials. Josh says, where's the all of the above option? ES615 says, Bone not taking over and getting to the basket. Big E says, it was brick by brick all night long.
It's critical.
It's your five things you decided to bring out of mothballs. Cursed us.
Oh, that was it? It was the five things?
Me and Brandon have a theory.
I think you brought it out at the wrong time, Russ. But at least now we know.
That's what it was, I'm sure. So y'all don't want five things on Friday for the LSU game?
No. Hell no.
What about tomorrow?
No.
Rick wants five things tomorrow.
I don't give a damn what Rick wants. I'm going to start calling you. You're getting roasted on Twitter over your hot takes. This is strange for me.
Roasted on Twitter. One guy tweeted something to Bear. You're getting roasted.
Chance, is that the one you were talking about? I'm going to start calling you Rump Roast.
Seems like an odd nickname.
You're getting roasted like a Rump Roast.
Mm-hmm.
Rump Roast Smith. You've aligned yourself with Cody McClure, which normally I would say is a pretty good idea because he's a hell of a guy. He's funny. He's a sharp dresser.
You don't want to mess with me, Russell.
That's closer. You don't want to mix it up with us, Russell.
Tom is next on the drive. Hello,
hey,
Tom.
How's it going?
Going well. How are you, man?
Oh, doing pretty good. Still mourning over that loss the other night. But I called in. I kind of wanted to get your all's take on a couple things. Number one, Bear, I'm with you. I'm not really buying the whole doom and gloom, you know, world's coming to an end, losing to Kentucky. But I feel like our problem is that, you know, I don't think Grant is particularly soft, kind of like, you know, how Russell said he's getting kind of soft. But I think since the Missouri game, he hasn't really been looking to get his shot. Like, he's just been kind of just going through the motion. You know, before that, he was kind of hungry to score, hungry because he was, you know, just basically scoring at will whenever he wanted to. And, ever since the Missouri game, the second go-around, I haven't seen him with that fire in his eyes thinking that he was going to, you know, get to the rim. He just kind of looks like he's going out there through the motions, not really doing anything. So that's my take on it. I'm not sure about y'all, but that's why I think one of our biggest issues are going, since I guess the past three or four games have been kind of slow. But that's just what I'm thinking.
And when you're averaging 85 points a game or whatever it was we were coming into the game, and you haven't had to guard like that because you just haven't. Rick Barnes talked about this today again. He said, listen, you know, we have been lamenting our defense and rebounding woes for a long time now. It just hasn't mattered because we've been winning. And we've been winning because we are an elite offensive team. We're very efficient on that end. But when we finally played a team that was just going to rough us up and the officials are going to let them play that way, we not only were we not prepared for that, we didn't adjust over the course of the game. And, like, I can almost real, you know, it's understandable if you're not ready for that because we haven't seen it for a while, and you can talk about it and prepare for it, but until you actually see it and you get in there, like, it's hard to be ready for. But once it happens, I don't know. I would have expected an adjustment to come, and it just never did.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think a big adjustment we should have made was at least doubling P.J. Washington in the paint. I mean, he was getting everything he wanted to that whole night. But another thing is, I don't think Kentucky's – do you think Kentucky's any better than Gonzaga? I mean, we held our own against Gonzaga. We came out ready to play. We were focused. And that's why I'm not taking too much stock into the Kentucky loss. Yeah, I'm pretty pissed off about it, but – I mean, we played a heck of a game against Gonzaga, and we went out there and beat him. I don't think Kentucky's, you know, that much better than Gonzaga, if better at all.
I think that if when Kentucky brings their A game, I think they're one of the three best teams in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if PJ Washington's on and the Hero, was it Hero? Hero?
Yeah, Hero.
If he's hitting his threes,
he was the hero.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think that Duke would – they would have a lot of trouble with Duke. I think they'd have a lot of trouble with Gonzaga.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Last thing I wanted to run by you guys before I get off here. I haven't heard y'all talk too much about the AP polls. I just don't see how you put us behind Gonzaga, behind Kentucky. I mean, just since Kentucky lost earlier this week. I'm not too worried about it, though. I am actually – like, I'm kind of mad about it, but then I'm kind of happy about it at the same time because I think the team plays better when they have something to play for. You know, they're going to probably feel pretty offended, at least I hope they would, by where their ranking is this week. And I'm hoping they come out with, you know, like they were at the beginning of the year, blowing teams out. I feel like once we got number one, we just kind of, you know, slacked off. And I don't know. I just want to get your all takes on that. You have a great show. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the phone call. We're going to find out. We'll find out what, you know, what kind of fight this team has. If that was the cold splash of water right in the face that the program needed, if this puts the chip back on the shoulder, we'll find out. There's no way to know. It's all speculation at this point. I would, if I were betting, man, I would bet on this team because I like them. I like their coach. I like the character, the makeup of the team. I think they will take it the right way. I'd be surprised. But then again, I thought they were going to go in there ready to play and ready to respond to whatever Kentucky threw at them Saturday night. So it's fair to question that, I would say. Willie is next on The Drive. Hello, Willie.
What's up, guys?
Willie, are you working a buzzsaw right now? What's going on there?
Going by a pump. Hey, listen to this. You don't disappoint me. We got our ass kicked the other night, and there's no denying that. We got a chance to get that thing down to single digits.
Yeah.
If we don't keep fouling, why in the heck are we fouling after the game's already decided? That's so stupid. And I don't care what anybody says. The national media's going to look at that score, and they see 17 points as opposed to 9 points. There's a big difference in that.
Are you talking about the last minute or two of the game?
Yeah, the last couple of minutes. Why are we fouling when the game's already – we're already beaten, and we got a chance – a real easy chance to get it down to single digits.
I had tuned out by then. I got to be honest. You know, we were getting ready for a voluntary reaction and all that. So we were fouling, trying to extend the game a little bit. And
yeah, it's stupid. We're just giving them points. We just gave them about 8 extra points. But anyway.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, guys, Kyle Alexander played like a lady ball.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
What do you think it means? He played like a lady ball.
I don't mean played that.
He played like a woman.
Comment. Oh, Willie, it's 2019.
I know it. And the lady ball suck, and he played like just like one of them.
Oh, man, Willie. Willie, you're killing me right now. We don't sound very woke on The Drive right now with this kind of take, Willie.
Hell well, flush me.
Well, that's really not my style. I feel like you and I were finding some common ground today.
No, but he was really, really weak. That's the worst I've seen that guy play in a couple of years.
Oh, man, it's sad.
And he's going to have to get better than that before I learn to like it. And I think it's going to hurt us, the fact that they hadn't got Fulkerson more minutes throughout the season. You know, listen, that 9 minutes, he should be getting more than 8 or 9 minutes.
You want more Fulkerson?
Well,
there are a lot of people want less.
They're only giving it to him in like 2.5 minute chunks. I got to run.
All right, Willie. Willie comes in, makes a couple of sexist comments, props up John Fulkerson, and hits the door. Hit all the high notes right there on that Willie phone call. I did notice Kyle Alexander appeared to have, couldn't tell if his middle finger or his ring finger on his left hand in a splint. I don't know if he had a fracture or a dislocation, but those can be painful. And they take a long time to heal, too. So, I mean, just something to keep an eye on.
Those can be painful.
They can.
You are some kind of that loss is just I'm stunned. This is worse.
You don't think a broken finger would be uncomfortable for a basketball player?
Yeah, it's just the way. Just I don't know. Just your whole thing today. I wasn't expecting this out of you. I really wasn't.
What, to make an observation that Kyle Alexander might have an injury?
No, I mean, you're trapped in a glass box of emotion today.
How so?
Gee, Russell, I don't know. We can pull up the podcast and let you listen to yourself. You've kind of been what you're accusing Grant of. A little bit soft.
I'm not. Listen, man,
you're lashing out at everybody wildly.
Whoa.
Again, I don't know how many times I have to say this. You want to go back and listen to the podcast? Here, tell you what. Since you're not paying attention to the show anyway, why don't you go out there? Pull up hour number one of the podcast. I want you to do this. I'm 100% serious right now. Pull up hour number one of the podcast and find me where I called Grant Williams soft. You can't do it.
No, because
you've thrown this false claim out there about three or four times, and it didn't happen.
You're really slick how you went about it.
Well, thank you.
What was his exact verbiage there, Brandon?
It's called a question. I don't know if you're aware of this.
I'm just going to put out
is Grant Williams soft?
Question, is Grant Williams soft? You're like the guy off Dateline.
Please find me the audio where I called him soft. You can't do it.
We're going to go through our Twitter mentions.
But you can't find the audio where I said he's soft because it didn't happen.
God, I mean, I've got like 40 mentions here.
You do not. You don't get 40 mentions in a day. You might have two or three, and 90% of them are from chance. You have
that's not true.
You have multiple Chance mentions and multiple Travis mentions. That's all. That's Sean, all you have.
PD.
Look at this.
Negaval.
One loss to Kentucky, and we've turned against each other.
It's him. I've been fun. I've been composed and have handled the loss well.
Calm down. You need to lower your voice there. I've been fine.
I'm not the one who put a poll in the field about whether or not Grant Williams is soft. Say it to his face.
Where's the poll?
Say it to his face, Russell.
Where's the poll? You're just hysterical at this point. None of this stuff has happened.
You're a moron.
Where's the poll?
Oh, God, this guy's falling. We're 23.
Where's the poll?
We're ranked number 5 in the country, but we're going to lose.
Where's the poll?
We're horrible.
Is it on my Twitter? Is it on yours? Where's the poll?
Oh, God.
Where's the poll?
You curl up in a ball and cry.
Where's the poll? Where's the poll?
I need a bottle. My name's Russell. You need a nap. You've gone mad, sir. I tried to tell you we don't beat Kentucky and Rupp 2 years in a row, Dubs. You didn't want to listen. You had yourself convinced. That leads us to what we have here, which is you completely irrational today. It's like a complete role reversal. You have to admit, man, your hatred of Kentucky is like beyond anything. You hate losing to Kentucky in basketball more than anything else on the planet, don't you?
I'm just
waiting for what else are we going to make up today?
We don't have Captain to. 546-8200. Feel free to get in with us on the drive. We'll be back right after this.
The drive.
Don't let The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
You're listening to The Drive.
Get you some of that.
Sing it, Russ.
Hot in here.
Wearing your Superman shirt. Sit over here in my chair. It's like the Arctic Circle.
You got Clark Kent over here.
I don't like your little tone here, Brandon.
Chuck Brandon that way.
I don't appreciate your mysterious, unexcused absence the other night on Voluntary Reaction, and I don't appreciate your tone right now.
Can we break that down, please? I mean, what the hell, dude? You didn't even take your drink with you. It's still sitting right there.
That's your drink from the other night. It made it here the entire day.
You showed up.
That's surprising.
You filled your face full of food I brought.
It is weird that like three shows have already happened in this studio today, and nobody's bothered to throw away Brandon's
Sprite from
Saturday
weird?
Night.
You think that's weird?
Just throw it away, man. I'm surprised he has it. Well, you just go ahead and drink it.
Nah.
You're thinking about it, don't you? I saw that look in your eyes. You're like, oh, I could.
The sickness going around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you
want to hear our list of things we thought happened?
Who knows who's touched it?
First, we thought it was a chick.
Do what?
Why he took off out of here without saying goodbye. Oh. We thought it was a girl. Then we decided no, because it is Brandon.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
I think they're what?
What were some of our other theories?
Sex,
drugs,
or drugs, drug related.
Yeah, rock and roll.
He's going on our own experience. Have to go help a guy move at 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Like,
I mean, I saw him pull it because that was when I'd lost it and I was out in the car.
Okay, he doesn't want to talk about it. It's obviously a deeply personal issue right here that he doesn't want to. doesn't want to share with his brothers. It's okay.
That's what was so weird about it. I mean, as much as me and Russ share with in the group text, which TMI, Russ, when you're sick, you don't need to tell us everything that's going on with you.
What? I just wanted to keep you guys updated. Yeah. I was a little dehydrated. Wanted yeah. y'all to know why. Let's get Roberto in here. Berto, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
That was a pretty interesting outro for the last segment with Russell just yelling.
Hey Roberto, hold on, buddy. Hold on.
We got to get.
You're in that. There is some cell that Roberto drives through every afternoon.
Yeah.
All right. Do that deal where you call us back, buddy.
Yeah, because he always calls back, and then it's immediately better. Clear. Yeah. He gets like a better connection than anybody once he calls back. 865-546.
I mean, I can't open Twitter without seeing a comment. Kind of indirectly aimed at you.
Yes, you can. Just making stuff up left and right. I call Grant Williams soft. I put a poll in the field about whether or not he's soft. I can't open Twitter without seeing negative comments about Russell.
Let's go. Vet for Vols, at Nate Hodges. Just so you know, at Bear WKG and is carrying the drive today. Goat.
Oh, cool. Can I go home then? Because I'm not tired of sitting here listening to this bullcrap.
BK Vols, look at what Kentucky has done to you guys. Get a hold of yourselves. That's true. David on Twitter, at Bear WKGN, just reach over and slap some sense into him.
Try me, big boy.
There's a poll in the field. Is Russell Smith triggered? Triggered. 50-50.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny. Y'all crack me up.
Wow. Pour it on, Bear. Pour it on. Lady Vols win yesterday?
I don't know. Oh. I was in my feelings yesterday. I had to, you know, I got up and did my thing, or I had my morning coffee, looking at my phone, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this all day. So I turned the phone off, like, all day. Just all day. Because, like, half of it was Kentucky fans just trash talking me, and I was like, I'm not going to look at that all day. And so I was not going to do sports, hung out with the fam, watched some movies, rainy day, movie day.
Did you watch Daytona?
Watched the end of the 500.
The last 2 hours and five laps?
Yeah. So like after the second wreck, after the big one, I was at my folks' house. And I was like, you know what? I'm not waiting through another caution. Drove home. My dad texted me when I'm halfway home, said they just restarted another wreck. And I was like, oh, crap. Well, here's a 20-minute drive home for me. I got in there, and they're still in a caution. I got to watch the very end.
It's pretty cool. Joe Gibbs Racing. It's a
disappointing finish. What happened to his son?
They didn't talk a whole lot about it.
He had some weird disease.
Weird neurological disorder. He played, I can't remember who he played, but he played college football. Linebacker, J.D. Gibbs. But he tragically lost his fight with whatever neurological disease he had.
Like recently?
Yeah. At age 49.
And they finished 1, 2, 3, the first three spots?
Yeah.
Crazy. But of course there were only like seven cars left.
Seven cars that were competitive. The other thing about yesterday was that apparently in the ceiling NASCAR will talk. I'm sick of talking about it myself.
Yeah, I'm already bored.
Hendrick and Gibbs made some kind of deal in the garage before the race started.
Really?
To work together, Toyota and Chevy.
Oh, that's so much bull crap, dude.
Because the Fords have a competitive advantage right now.
Oh man. Can you imagine, like,
did you see the new Supers?
Imagine Earnhardt and Tim Richmond cutting a deal in 1986.
The only thing that would, like, get cut was Richmond's throat when Earnhardt.
I mean, are Rusty Wallace and Darrell Waltrip, are Kel Yarbrough and Donnie Allison, like, are they cutting a deal in the, hey, man, you push me, I push you? Like, so stupid, man. What happened to that sport? Let's get Roberto back in here. Roberto, you're back with us, hopefully sounding better on the drive.
I think it was just a really bad connection, guys.
Crystal clear.
I haven't moved one inch. So, You know, Russ, I said it was an interesting outro you had, just yelling, where's the pole at Bear? You basically sounded like Phil on a Saturday night headed to the Emerald Club, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I saw it coming a mile away, but it was still hilarious.
So, Saturday, I'm just not as mad as everybody else. I think we needed to get our ass kicked. I just do. I think we've played soft for 4 or 5 weeks.
I wouldn't say soft for Roberto so much as they've just been cruising along, not having to give, bring their A game.
Everybody else
has
just disagreed with me. I think we've been soft.
Roberto, we're losing you again, man. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on, but that's not.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's perfect.
What I was saying is I actually am one of the few people who have said we've been super soft defensively for the last 5 weeks. That's what I'm saying. We were soft on Saturday, and we got our ass kicked. And it's okay. And everybody's all pissed that we dropped the 5 in the polls. I think that's a good thing for this team. They need to play with a chip on their shoulder. They've been underdogs their entire career, all the way through from high school, all the way through college. Some of these seniors and these juniors, they've always been doubted. I think we'll play better. I'm going to throw out a thought, and I want to hear what you guys say. I think I would rather be the number 1-2 seed than the number 4 or even maybe even 3-1 seed. How do you feel about that?
You'd rather be – I'm sorry, say that one more time.
The number one uh-huh. of the 2 seeds rather than the 3 or the 4 of the 1 seeds, because I want to go where we want to be, which is that South region.
Yeah.
I don't care who the team is.
I would rather be a 1 seed. That's just me, but I totally get it for fans who want to travel with. I just want the best, easiest possible path. Is basically
a 2 seed and a 1 seed as bad as college basketball is top to bottom this year. A 2 seed and a 1 seed are the same thing. There's a hot take for you.
I disagree with that.
1 through 6 college basketball is the same team.
No.
Duke may be slightly ahead of everyone.
Yeah, but the numbers don't lie, Roberto. And they go back for the history of the tournament. If you're a 1 seed, you're at a significant statistical advantage to make the Elite Eight of the Final Four. I mean, it's a huge drop off.
Okay. Well, so you guys would rather have a 1 seed in the West that you have to be in California and never see the team play and have no semblance of a home court advantage than a 2 seed in the South.
Gonzaga is going to get
3 hour drive to each place.
Gonzaga is going to get the 1 seed in the West because that's.
I meant the Midwest. I'm sorry, Russ.
Yeah, I mean Jerry Palm. That's where he has us. Is the 1 seed in the Midwest and the two seed is Michigan. I would rather be that than. In Kentucky's position where they're the 2 seed in the South, but they're in, you know, Virginia.
Against Virginia?
Yeah.
Virginia's not good. I mean, they're not terrible, but we would stomp them.
I don't think so. Nobody's stomping them unless you're
the Golden
Maryland.
Retrievers.
Well, Baltimore County or whatever.
I mean, Virginia matches up a lot better with Kentucky than we do, especially underneath PJ. That Salt kid could bang heads with Travis and Washington.
The only thing I really want to hit on for all these people that are just flipping out about us dropping all the way to 5 is
Russell.
Just keep winning. You will eventually move your way back up. Teams are going to lose. There are going to be more losses in this season for everyone. So I'm more concerned with the SEC tournament. I think our defense, that's what worries me the most. Did you see we've dropped all the way to 53 in defensive efficiency after Saturday? Guys, no team in the last 5 years, save Kansas 5 years ago, has made the Final Four being less than a top 30 defensive efficiency team, and they were 47. We would be, we need a kick in the pants on defense, and I'm hoping this is what it is. The guys seem fairly determined after the game on Saturday. Let the kingdom isn't torn down, you know, the wheels aren't falling off. We took a loss to a good team, and Bear nailed it. Kentucky's a top 3 team. If they play well, they're as good as anybody. But the most egregious non-call of that whole game was Cal Alexander's 5th foul when Duke straight knuckle-punched him right in the back of the head, and they called a foul on Cal Alexander.
Stupid.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. Guys,
stupid.
I'll leave you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Roberto. Appreciate it. Quick timeout. The Drive continues. We'll be right back wrapping up hour number 2 after this.
The Drive.
Hour number 2 of The Drive. This afternoon, East 10 Warehouse and Distribution, with almost 40 years in the industry. East 10 Warehouse Distribution is the preferred source for third-party logistics. East 10 Warehouse and Distribution solutions include warehousing, inventory management, order fulfillment, pick and pack, and cross-docking services. Contact East 10 Warehouse Distribution at 865-521-6143 or visit them online at east10warehouse.com. It's East 10 Warehouse and Distribution. We get back to it here this afternoon on The Drive, 865-546-8200. We'll hit the reset button for those of you just joining us coming up here in hour number three of the show. A show just flying by here. We've declared it an overreaction Monday. We have declared it an overreaction Monday. And your Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question, let's check the poll. What's the biggest reason for Tennessee's loss at Kentucky on Saturday? 51% of the audience says lack of physicality. 30% says poor shooting. 15% say rebounding. 4% say officiating. We haven't talked much about the officiating. Bear, you alluded to this earlier, but to me, the officiating, I thought it was a poorly officiated game, and I thought Kentucky had some to me, it wasn't so much that they let them play in the first half, although I hate that. To me, it was like the dramatic turnaround. Like, if you're going to let them play, you let them play the whole game. We have a veteran team. We should have been able to adjust to that. But to go from what you saw in the first half, which is just open warfare.
Yes, I disagree with you because I don't think that was a let them play. I think that was a we're not calling anything, even if you throw the other team, you know, throw each other.
What's
to the
difference?
Letting them play is not calling ticky-tack fouls to me. But if you're physically, you know, manhandling and people are hitting the floor, you got to call it.
Well, my whatever you want to call it in the first half, the second half was officiating completely differently. And, you know, if you're not going to just consistently apply the rules as you see them, well, at least be consistent in the way that you apply them or don't apply them.
Right.
But to go to calling all the ticky-tack stuff, Roberto mentioned the one on Kyle Alexander. There was a terrible one on Bowden. There was a terrible one on Schofield in the post. And there were some on the other that I thought we benefited from too. How about the breakaway Lamonte Turner during our run where he scores the layup, gets absolutely clobbered, and there's no call? You're going to call everything, but you're not going to call that.
That was the one where you freaked out.
I mean,
that was pretty wild, Brandon.
Good Lord. Like, would it kill you? Just a little consistency. Just a little bit.
He levitated off his chair.
Oh, I was mad.
You're in a Roman County rage.
I was hot, man.
Maynardville mad.
There's that one. The one on Bowden where he's posting, where he was getting posted up on, and it's just like, I don't even think he really reached in. I mean, that was egregious. People were talking about the
Turner,
the pick that leveled Grant in the first half. I thought that was a clean pick. I mean, he wasn't moving his feet. Like, Grant just ran into it, man. That happens. Get up. Keep playing. I mean, that's essentially the same thing we did
the
too.
The one Washington did in the first half on Grant where he completely, I mean, he all but wrapped him up and form tackled him. Grant hit the floor really hard. It happened underneath. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that was the only reason we lost?
No,
we lost because we shot horribly. But it definitely had an effect on the game. And if you can't admit that and you're one of these
Again, you got to know that going in, right?
Refs don't cost people
games.
Playing
Kentucky and Rupp Arena. All right, stay with us. Hour number three of The Drive coming up. We'll hit the reset button when we continue next here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.